This is Dr. Oliveros dictating for July the 29th of 2024. The name of the patient is Barbara Breedlove. The last name is B like in Beta, R like in Roger, E like in Echo, E like in Echo, D like in Delta, L like in Lima, O like in Oscar, V like in Victor, E like in Echo. Breedlove, Barbara. This is the clinical case of an 84-year-old white female that is following the practice because of the presence of chronic kidney disease stage 4-A2. The presence of the CKD4 has been 20 years period the patient had imaging, including ultrasound of the kidneys followed by MRI, because the ultrasound wasn't able to determine whether or not the patient had lesions suggestive of malignancy. The MRI was done on December the 8th of 2023. Showed areas of mass-like prominence in both kidneys. ISO enhancement compared to the adjacent renal parenchyma, and may reflect spare areas of renal parenchyma with motion artifact and volume averaging. Period. In other words, this patient doesn't have any signs of malignancy. To the MRI of the kidneys, eventually we have to repeat this. The patient is completely asymptomatic. From the kidney function point of view, number two, from the kidney function point of view, this patient has remained with a serum creatinine of 1.97 milligrams per cent, a BUN of 35, and a BUN creatinine ratio that is 18, with a slight elevation of the potassium to 5.5. Emphasis was made to this patient regarding the low potassium diet. We have to prevent this potassium to rise. The estimated GFR was 25 mLs per minute, and the proteinuria remains between 400 and 500 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Following number, essential hypertension. The blood pressure has been under control. Following number, hyperlipidemia. At this point, we are going to order the lipid profile for the next appointment. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease without any symptoms. Following number, the patient has a peripheral vascular disease that has been established in the past. The patient is asymptomatic, doesn't have any claudication or signs of activation or of acute problem from the peripheral vascular tree. Following number, osteoarthritis. Following number, the patient has a Barrett's esophagus on PPI. This patient has been stable, and we are going to continue follow up every 4 months because of the presence of CKD4 proteinuria and the age of 84. The time spent in this visit, in the reviewing of the imaging and the lab. We spent 12 minutes in the face-to-face we spent 18 minutes, and in the documentation, 10 minutes.